Yeah. How'd you find it?
Oh, hey, how you doing? Hello, Doug. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Doug. Well, I'm assuming I heard that you said, how did you find us? I mean, we do have a marketing team, you know, and I'm assuming that you must have a subtype of listing somewhere, whether it's Angie's, Yelp, Home Advisor, where you're listed.
We do.
Yeah, so see, our marketing department, what they do, I mean, I'm just going to shoot you straight, brother. If they see your listing on one of these sites where it's, you know, open to the public, and they see that, you know, you don't have a listing on that first page of Google, then you become a candidate for us to promote you on Google, brother. So that's...
All right, cool, man.
You know, that's how we were able to pick you up. So, and Doug, I'm going to try to keep things pretty straight to the point here, brother. I don't want to waste any of your time. If, you know, the services on Google and the pricing make sense to you, then we'll move forward. If not, no harm, no foul, brother.
Right.
Yep. Now, around the clock electrical services, bro. How you've been in business for about how long now?
Since November 1st.
Oh, you're new.
Yeah, just a couple of months.
Perfect. Okay. Well, you know what? The only reason I'm saying that is because when you're new, I don't know if Tara told you, when you're new, I mean, the pricing for the services on Google are extremely inexpensive. They're quite affordable, you know, because you qualify for the new in business rate, right, usually for customers within 6 months to a year in service. So just as a heads up there. So, Doug, this is what we offer. We are premier Google partners, right? We had a position within the first page that opened up. Tara does tell me as well, correct me if I'm wrong, that you want a radius to be found about 80 miles outside of Lovely Lady, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can make that happen, just so you know. Okay. We have the position within the first page that opened up. So what we would do is we would put around-the-clock electrical services as one of the top recommended companies right alongside of BR Construction, Far Electrical Services, Whitehead, Comfort Pro, which are the guys that come up as first options. And then we would extend that coverage for you, right? Because if you want to be found outside of Lovelady, that's something that we can do for you as well. Now, how about a website, Doug? Do you have one?
Not yet.
Okay, okay. Well, the reason that I'm asking is that part of the service that we offer, we can actually build one for you, brother, and we don't charge you anything extra for that. It's already included within the service. Okay?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just as a heads up, here, I'll send you a sample site so you can see what I'm referring to. Bear with me 1 second, Doug. All right, I just texted over to you. It's going to come from our company, Local Splash. It's going to be a link. I don't know if you're driving or not, but if you can open that, you can see there. Here, let me open that with you here. It's going to say Dave's Electrical.
Okay.
Did you get that over to your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you open up the link there, right there where it says Dave's Electrical, obviously the headline would say Around the Clock Electrical Services, right on the header, right?
Okay.
And then right underneath that, under services, you know, we would list the services that you offer the public. Like, you know, this company, they do EV chargers, electrical panels, lighting installation, circuit breakers, electrical repairs. So whatever it is that you do, brother, we will list it on the website. And then if you have pictures of, you know, you doing the work out on the field, we would also list those pictures on Google and on the website.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So aside from putting you on the first page, Doug, I mean, we do the website for you. How about any social media, brother? Are you on social media?
Not right now.
Okay. The only reason I ask is that we work hand by hand with Facebook, so we would help you build a business Facebook profile, and then we would run ads on Facebook for around the clock. Okay, that's already included within our service as well. We also work directly with Yelp, and then lastly, we work with Apple as well. So anyone that uses an iPhone, we would also list you through the Apple platform for anyone that uses Safari to do searches. All around the clock, you know, we'll be listed through the Apple platform as well. But if I'm shooting you straight, brother, what really is the golden ticket here is Google, man. I mean, once you're on that first page, brother, I mean, you won't be short of work. That's for sure. You know, and then having your own website that we would build for you, we would also list that on the first page to generate even more traffic for you. The pricing that we manage, Doug, the pricing is actually quite affordable, brother, since you have only been in business a little bit over a month. The pricing for yourself would be $299 a month. The regular pricing, just so you know, is $549. But since you are under a year in service, you qualify for $299 monthly, and then we would lock you into that rate, which means that you can keep that rate as long as you're with us. And that $299 is not a contract, Doug. It's a month-to-month service, okay? What does that mean? It means that you can cancel the service anytime if you're not happy. But if I'm being straight with you, brother, if we're keeping you busy and we're bringing in customers, I promise you that they will, you know, there's no reason for you to want to cancel the service, because at the end of the day, what matters are the results, man. If we're keeping you busy with clients, you know, that's the best way that we're going to keep you as a long-term customer. Because all that other stuff, you're going to get so many customers and you're going to be a millionaire in a couple of months, all of that is a bunch of mumbo jumbo, man. You know, I like to keep things very straight and transparent. And I'm not telling you that we're going to make you rich, Doug, and we're going to, you know, you're going to have 100 customers in a month. No, sir. But one thing that we will do is that we will keep you busy, man. And that's what Google does.
Yeah.
Right? We will keep you occupied. Well, and that's, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's the expectation, just to stay busy, bro.
Yeah, I mean, and I was just going to tell you that. That's what all of our business owners that have been with us for over 10, 15 years, you know, none of them are under a contract, Doug, just so you know. Because here's the reality of things. You don't need to tie someone down into a contract if the service works, man, right? Because if we're keeping you occupied and we're keeping you busy with clients, you're not going to go anywhere, Doug. Right. And that's what we strongly believe in. That's why, you know, we don't have a contract on any of the thousands and thousands of customers that we have for many years. They stay with us because what we do works, man. That's the bottom line. You know, that's how you keep customers on a long-term basis, is by simply producing results. Now, Doug, I do want to ask you, I mean, if clients will start calling you now, right? Are you in a position where you're able to take on the work?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you open to commercial and residential, Doug, or are you just sticking to residential for now?
We're both.
You do both. Excellent. Okay, that's
just
what I
just left an RV.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then you're willing to travel, because 80 miles is roughly about an hour and a half outside of Love Lady, as long as the money's right, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, Doug, what's your last name, brother?
Cleveland.
And do you have an email address, Doug?
Hold on. Around H-E Clock Services at Gmail.
Oh, you were giving it to me. I'm sorry. I thought you were reading something off. Say that one more time.
Around? H-E. Yeah. Around H-E.
Okay.
Services at Gmail.
Services at Gmail. All right. Let me find out why it's telling me it's incorrect. So I have around, A-R-O-U-N-D, and then you said he, right? H-E?
H-E, yep, he.
He dot services.
No.
Oh.
No. Okay. Around he clock services. @gmail.com.
Okay, there it is. Okay, now it came up as a valid one. Okay, that was my mistake. I didn't put the word clock in there. Okay, perfect. Now the 541, 576, 91, 97, is that a good number where the customers can reach you?
No.
Okay, what's the number?
936. 245-7173.
Okay. And that's the number that you would like on Google, does the 7173, right? Not the 9197?
That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. Bear with me one second. Let me update that here. Okay. And then what address do you have the business registered to, Doug? Don't worry. We're not going to put this on Google. It's just for our records.
125 County Road 3591.
Okay. What city is that? Is that also in Lovelady, correct?
Lovelady, Texas.
I have a zip code of 75851.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what days and what times that you guys wanted to show on Google that you're open to take calls from clients?
Around the clock, 8 to 5 for Monday through Friday.
Okay, one second here. Let me, because this is pretty important because it's going to show on Google all around. So we want to make sure we get this right. So Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 5 p.m., how about weekends? Are we doing weekends?
We're a 24-hour emergency service.
Okay. I'll list you guys as emergency service 24 hours. Okay.
Let's say 23 hours, 7 days a week.
23 hours, 7 days a week.
24.
Okay, and then the mile radius outside of Lovelady, you said 80 miles, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I mean, as long as the money is right, I'm assuming, obviously.
Definitely.
Okay, what is the name of the Facebook page that you guys have for the company?
We don't have one.
You don't have one. Okay. Perfect. No worries. We will help you create one. Okay. Okay. Bear with me one second. Okay. Now, do you guys have pictures of any of the work that you guys do, Doug?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. The reason I'm asking that is that obviously we would put those pictures on Google and also on the website that we will create for you. Okay? That's the reason I'm asking. So, you know, it's a good idea that you guys always continue to take pictures because, believe it or not, a lot of clients like to see that, you know. So that's why we're asking. Okay? All right.
I think we put an ad up on Google.
Okay, here, let me look at it. Bear with me one second. Okay.
All right.
Okay, I do see you're right. You did put an ad on here. Obviously, the only thing is it's not being looked at by anyone because it's not being promoted and it's not listed under the correct keyword. So we'll take care of that on our end. Okay.
Okay.
It has to be listed under the right words, right? Because here's the problem with that listing that you have. It's on Google, but in order for people to find that, they have to type in around-the-clock electrical services. And let's be honest, no one's going to go on Google and type that in. People go on Google, and they're going to type in the services that they're looking for, right? Whether it's a breaker.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's where we're going to list you guys under the correct keywords. All right. So no worries about that. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay. Now, you guys will get a call from our IT guys, Doug. It can either be later today or tomorrow morning. I'm sure you guys know what the IT department is. You know, it's
yep.
the guys that do all the back-end work, right? They're the ones that are going to put you guys on Google. They build the website. They ask you for the pictures. They do the Facebook. What time tomorrow would be a good time, or later today if you have availability, to speak to our IT guys? They would only need about 20 or 30 minutes of your time.
Anytime tomorrow morning would be fine.
Anytime
after 9.
Anytime after 9. Okay, let me just double check here. Let me look at their calendar. Give me just about 20 seconds. Okay, I have an appointment tomorrow at 10 a.m. Would that work for you?
That work?
Okay. Perfect. All right, bear with me. And I'm almost done here. Thanks for being patient, Doug. I promise that you guys are going to enjoy and love the services on Google. I mean, aside from liking them, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, what matters, like I said, is that we keep you guys busy. Now, Doug, I have to create a password for the account. This is in the event that you call us or you wanted to make a change or anything of that nature. We have to make sure that we're speaking with an authorized party. So I'm going to create a password for the account. I'm going to ask you one of these questions, and whatever one you pick, the answer to that will be the password. So there's three of them to choose from: your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
This is mother's maiden.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what is that?
Monroe.
Monroe. Okay, perfect. All right, keep in mind that's going to be the password to the account. So if you want anyone to have access to this account, you have to let them know that Monroe is the password. Okay. And did you want to add anyone to the account as an authorized party, or just yourself, Doug?
Stephanie Parisi.
Okay, give me one second. Stephanie, how do you spell that last name, brother?
Paris with an I at the end.
Oh, okay, Paris. Perfect. Stephanie Paris, okay.
Parisi.
Put an I at the end.
Yeah, put an I at the end of Paris.
Oh, Parisi, I'm sorry. Gotcha.
There you go.
And I'm John Henry.
And then we're going to add John Henry.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Henry, how are you doing? I kept hearing you in the background. That's why I kept saying you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So hold on. Let me add you here on here, John. Stephanie Parisi and John Perry.
The payment's going to be coming from me. At around-the-clock electrical services.
Okay, no worries. Stephanie Parisi and John Perry are both authorized parties added to this.
John account. Henry.
Oh, John Henry. Okay, sorry, man. I put John Perry for whatever reason.
John Henry Paworski.
Gotcha.
P-A-W-A-R-S-K-I. P is in Paul.
Yeah,
Paul went to war on skis. Paul Worski.
That is probably the best way you can put that. I'll tell you that much. Paul went to war on skis. Yep, Pawolski. Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like the war must have been out in Alaska or something, Paul, then.
Correct. It was in Poland.
Right.
It was in Poland.
Okay. All right. Stephanie Peritzky and John Henry Pawlitzki are authorized parties added. Okay. Perfect. All right. I just added both of these parties. Keep in mind, Doug, that both John and Stephanie are now authorized to make any changes to the account that you have on Google now, okay? So
sounds good.
I just want to let you know that, because sometimes in the past we had problems with that. So I just always like to keep people reminded, because I had people in the past. It's like, hey, man, what happened to my account? Why is it off? It's like, oh, well, do you know such and such? Yeah. Well, they called in, and apparently they were pissed off with you, and,
and they
shut you down.
Oh, hell, we better take Stephanie off.
And then they're like, hey, man, I didn't let him do that. I was like, hey, look, the minute you put them on the account, man, they have all the rights that you do, man. So just so you know, and it was just one of those scenarios where it was just like, God damn it, man. So that's why now I always let my clients know, hey, man, keep in mind that Stephanie and John hold the same power that Doug does here. So you ever piss John off and he calls in and says, hey, shut it down. We got to shut it down.
Well, hey, about the payment, we only make the payment at the end of the month, right?
Yeah. I'm about to take that right now in 1 second, brother. I'm sorry. I just had to fill out all the paperwork here. Bear with me one second.
We take the payment a month after you started, right?
No, John, that's a good try. No, unfortunately not. No, man. You hey, man, all you can do is try, brother. I mean, that's a good shot.
Hey, you've got to prove it works first, right?
Right.
it's
Google, brother. Google does not let nobody down, man. And you'll see that yourself, brother. But anyhow, yes, we are at that portion now. Yes, so I will take the $299. We do take debit and credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover is what we have options to.
We got a MasterCard. You ready for the number?
Okay. And is the name – wait, I need to make sure that everything matches, because we work with a very secure system. So if it doesn't match, it won't accept it. So is the name on the card, it's going to be – is it Doug or John?
It's going to be Around the Clock Electrical Services.
Okay. And it only says Around the Clock. It doesn't say anybody else's name on there?
It says John Pawlitzki on there also.
Okay, yeah, I got to put that on there. Hold on, give me a second, because if I don't put it on there, it won't accept it. Okay. John, all right. Spell the last name one more time. I want to make sure I have it correct.
B is in Paul, A is in Apple, W-A-R-S-K-I, ski.
Okay, that's exactly what I have. Okay, John Pawlitzki. And there's no middle initial to your name on the card, John?
No, not on the card.
Okay, perfect. All right, brother. It's a MasterCard. It should start with a number 5. Go ahead.
5-4-4-4-7-2-0-1-3-6-7-0-0-9-2-5.
All right. Expiration date?
1-1-2-9.
Okay, and then lastly, what is called a CC code. It's going to be the last digits behind the card. It's 3 numbers.
522.
Okay. Stand by, guys, while I verify that this card that you guys provided is a valid one. So stand by for me. While I do that, I do have to read you our disclosure, which is pretty quick, so I'll be pretty brief here. Welcome to Local Splash Boys Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. Also, of course, to outline the service that you guys will receive with Local Splash. As I'm walking you through this, guys, if there's anything that you need me to clarify, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to do so, okay? Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. To make sure that I do have everything correct on here, can you please verify the name of the company?
The company is Around the Clock Electrical Services.
Perfect. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Doug Cleveland, partner.
Partner. Okay, perfect.
John Forrest, the owner.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And both of you guys are authorized parties to initiate services on behalf of Around the Clock Electrical Services, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And John, you are the authorized cardholder on the billing account?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, guys, we also ask that you guys are involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you guys agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward, okay, as of today. If at any point you guys bring on board another company for whatever reason, all we ask is that you guys keep us in the loop with that. We want to make sure we're not duplicating our efforts.
Okay.
Your initial payment term will be processed today, John and Doug, which is January 8th, for the amount of $299. Keep in mind that the payment is not due again until February 8th for $299. Also, keep in mind, guys, that this is not a contract. This is a month-to-month service. So you guys hold the right to stop the service at any time if we're not meeting your expectations. Okay. We ask that if you did want to cancel the service at any time, you simply shoot us a call to our customer service number, where it's the same number, Doug, that you have on your phone where you got the link to the website. It's that same number.
Okay.
877-635-6225. Okay. Perfect. All right. Just bear with me here one quick second. All righty.
This number.
Okay. Yeah, this is, you know, you can call the number or your customer service line, or you can call my line directly as well. Now, John, I had a problem processing the payment. Is the 125 County Road 3591 the billing address or not?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here one second then. Because it declined the payment. Sometimes it does it depending on the bank that you bank with as a safety precautionary. Like I have Chase and I have Bank of America, and when I run my cards places, sometimes it declines it and I gotta verify it. So I don't know if you have that set up, John, where you get a text message asking if it's you using the card. Did you get a text message by any chance?
He's looking. Hold on one second.
Yeah, no worries. And normally it takes a couple of minutes before it comes in either way.
Are you Local Splash?
That's it. Local Splash. Yeah. Yes, John,
it
that's
says
up. It says $299. You have to approve it, John. You have to hit, I think it's yes, saying that yes, you're the one that is doing the transaction. It's just the safety precautionary measures that the banks take to make sure that nobody else is using your card. So once you confirm it, I can run it again and it'll go right through.
Yeah, I see on here where it tried to charge it, but it doesn't say approve or not. It just, yeah, it says cancel, or it says decline the card payment failed due to an incorrect expiration date.
Okay. So maybe that's what it is. Okay. So did you say
November 29th?
Jesus Christ. You know what I put? I put January 29th. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well.
November 11th. Your fault. 1129.
Hey, man. That's, you can, you know, blame me. Blame me all you want, guys. I'm used to it, man.
It went through that time.
Okay. Hold on. Let me, bear with me here 1 second. I just changed the date on here. Okay. Yeah, I just ran it. It seems like it's going through now because it's telling me verifying, and normally when it says that, it's because it's going to go through. Because if it didn't, it would do it like the first time. The first time right away it says, okay, there it is. All right, now it went through, John. All right. Bear
okay.
with me here.
Sounds good, brother.
All right. Okay, bear with me here 1 quick second. All right, in about a in about a minute or two, you guys are going to start getting emails. You're going to start getting text messages. There's an email in particular that you're going to receive right now, and it's going over to around heatclockservices@gmail.com. So whoever has access to that, you're going to get text messages right now. I mean, emails. Well, you already got them, actually. They just went through. There's going to be one email in particular that you need to fill out. It's just the one saying that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to and that all the information that you provided is accurate. When you get a chance, the email says local splash initial invoice. When you open that up, it's going to say, let me open it up myself so I can just tell you, you know, walk you through it here really quick. It's going to say, hello, Doug. Thank you for choosing local splash. And then you're going to want to look for the words that say click here to accept subscription terms. When you do that, you want to look for your phone number, Doug. Once you find your phone number underneath your number, that's where you're going to see both of the little boxes that you have to click on. The first
okay,
box.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh, okay.
I got it open.
Oh, excellent. Even better, brother. That way, when they call you tomorrow, I'll save you about.
Here?
Yes, click here. Yes, click on there. Click here to accept terms. So once you click on there.
Okay.
Towards the bottom, look for your phone number.
I see it, and it says, I agree
yeah.
to receive SMS messages.
Sent to my number, so yeah. Click on the first box. The second box says, I certify and authorize that I'm the cardholder and that all the information is complete and accurate. So click on the second box. And then right underneath that, about 3 or 4 sentences down, it says signature, and then it says your name. And because the card is under John, it says John's name, John Porwatsky. Do you see John's name? Okay.
I do.
Right underneath John's name, there's a box in orange, Doug, where you have to type in John's name exactly as it appears on there with capital J and capital P. So John space Porwatsky and then hit confirm signature. If you're not able to hit confirm signature, you got to turn your phone sideways and then they'll let you do it. And then let me know once you do that. I'll verify, and then you guys will be all set. It's going to take you to another page. If you did it correctly, it's going to take you to a page where it's going to ask you for your username and password and credentials. Oh, you did it right. Okay, I just got it. Okay. Don't worry about your username and the passwords. You'll get those tomorrow, Doug. Let me be the first one to say to both of you guys, Doug and John, welcome to the family, guys. We look forward in the relationship between us here alongside with Google and Around the Clock to be a long-term one. And we know that the only way that we can keep you guys as clients on a long-term basis is by producing results. Because at the end of the day, like I said, that's what matters, guys, right? So, again, you know, welcome on board. You know, please do me a favor, Doug. Do not miss that phone call tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay? It's going to be the IT guys. Like I said, they're just going to collect all the necessary information to get the ball rolling. Again, John, thank you as well, brother. Thank you guys very much for the opportunity to work with us. We will be in touch tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys. You guys have a good one. You know, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right. You got it now. Bye-bye now.